I think it's actually Italian translated. It means Bubba. Bubba Morale. But I can remember when Houston installed you as the punt returner, it was basically hell. He can catch the ball and he goes forward every time. We'll deal with that. And I think I heard Bo or somebody say, just get me a first down. If you can return a ball 10 yards every time, you're a tremendous success. But what do you think
that
of
that?
What do you think of the mess that's going on? What do you think of the mess that's going on down here now?
I think it's a mess. I mean, you know, at some point you reap what you sow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That whole thing is ridiculous to me. I don't see. I have so many questions about it. I don't see how it. I don't even see how you get caught when you're in a back road in Arkansas, nor if you're on a motorcycle you just wreck by yourself. I've ridden every kind of motorcycle in the world, and if you're by yourself on a road, I don't see how you lay it down. So, I don't know, man. You know, for me, it's like, after a while, that guy becomes a liability, and I hate to see him go because he's a great coach.
Yeah.
When you're doing stuff like that, man, that's, I don't think that's what our young kids and our young boys need to be raised around, you know, playing football. And they need to keep it to the sports and keep everything else, you know, out of the news.
Well, we could answer questions and ask questions about that all day long, and I think that's the shameful part of it. We still don't think this is the end of the story. There's pictures coming out and all kinds of stuff now. Is it true that you, in your senior year, won the David Basil Award as best-looking Razorback?
If I did not, I would like a recount because I feel like I should have at least been in the running.
I think you should have too. He was a good-looking boy.
I think Rossi. It's a fight right now for national exposure between Jimmy Dykes and Rossi. I mean, bottom line,
no doubt. If there was a Mount Rushmore of reality TV stars in Arkansas,
yes, Rossi,
he would be all four heads.
Correct me, I'm wrong, but I believe that Dykes is pretty much out of the running now because he's married.
No, so is Rossi now.
Rossi's
married now.
I am married.
What were you thinking, man? You're out there in Hollywood?
I'm married to a country singer. Have you seen my wife? I mean, she plays country music.
Text me.
What's your name, Rossi?
Her name is Casey Coppola. Her and her sister go by Kate and Casey.
Kate and Casey. We'll look it up right now. You got a
It's show? A new show, Tom. Yeah, it's called Escape Routes. And it is a socially interactive reality competition series. So my question is, huh?
Basically, guys, we got six teams. We're going to six cities in 6 weeks. And we're putting these guys through anything we can come up with. We're challenging them physically, mentally, emotionally. And we've thrown them off roofs. They've been fighter pilots for a day. We're about to go down into the Everglades and mess around with some snakes and alligators. And these guys are all competing for $100,000 and two new Ford Escapes. The cool thing is you can get online at escaperouts.com, and you can follow along with these teams to the point where if we come around your city, you can come down and be on the show with them. You can help them out in some of their challenges. So it's a good old-fashioned competitive series where these guys, no one's been eliminated. It's a point system, and it's just 6 weeks. Do the best you can. Win or take all at the end.
What network?
We're staying away from all that drama. He said, she said, you're prettier than me. I don't like you. All that stuff. That's for the birds. This is all about competition and seeing who can finish the challenge.
Well, Rossi has been, listen, you've been on a lot of different shows. You've been on a lot of different networks. I've wondered, Rossi, you obviously have had a nice little career so far. What would be your ultimate goal? Where do you want to go from here? I know, listen, you want to keep working, which is not easy to do in television today. So you've been very fortunate. You've worked hard and have had several successful shows. Where would you ultimately like to go?
I'll tell you, I mean, my dream would be, you know, Tommy, Basil, Roger, and Rossi. That's kind of the ultimate.
Done.
The ultimate goal.
We can make that happen.
I'll tell you, man, I don't know. I came out to California and I just kind of fell in this. It's obviously been the path of God for me, and I'm just kind of enjoying it. I just finished shooting a movie in January that comes out this summer called Life's an Itch. Check that out. If I could have my own talk show, to be honest, I think that would be the ultimate goal for me. But right now, I'm having fun. I'm enjoying every opportunity. And like I said, I just want to keep working. And to be honest, making Arkansas proud, man. I would love for you guys to be able to say, dude, that guy's from Arkansas, and he hasn't changed a bit since he played college football.
Yeah, we need a positive. We need a positive. We can say, hey, that guy's from Arkansas.
Where did you play, Rossi? Where did you play your high school ball?
Southside, down in Fort Smith.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, home of Gus Malzahn too.
Barry Lenny Jr.
State championship '92.
Yeah, wow. Certainly you continue to have success. We wish you nothing but success. And we wish you could come up with a coach for us because we can't come up with any names. Everybody seems to think that there's somebody out there, but nobody can come up with a name, so we'll just see about that.
I'd be like a good nut. You know, I could get the team fired up, that's for sure.
Well, that's true. That's true. But we appreciate it. What's the most outrageous thing we're going to see on this show?
I don't know if you guys have seen the first two episodes, but, I mean, the first episode, we built a version of Zynga's Hanging with Friends, which is like a hangman, off the side of a building in downtown L.A. And when contestants got eliminated, we dropped them off the side of the building about 100 feet.
Wow.
Oh, no. So yeah, that's nice.
This week, they all get on. They get dressed up. Tomorrow night, you're going to see when they get dressed up as firefighters. They got to run into a burning building, put out a fire, go into another burning building, pull out a smoke, like a rescue dummy. Then they scale a ladder like up to the top of a building, and they have to rappel off the side of it, which is pretty crazy, pretty fun. This week we're going down to the Everglades, going to hang out with some snakes and alligators and stuff going on with them. So, we got some good ones.
Yeah, snakes and gators are going to be a home run. There's no doubt about it.
That's why it's only, I think it's like 6 episodes, because the chances are somebody might get eaten by an alligator. It's called Escape Routes, and it's Saturday nights here on NBC. At 7 o'clock Central, I believe.
Ross is a good guy. Did you not make the late-night talk circuit the other night?
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon.
It's Jimmy Fallon, yeah.
Very nice.
Hey, that's a step.
Yeah, it's big time. Listen, this guy's big time. We'll keep up the great success. If you're ever in Little Rock, come by and be on the show with us,
buddy. Love to have you.
I'd love to be there, man. I appreciate you guys having me on today.
Go home.
Thanks, Rossi. Yeah.
Thanks, Rossi Mario.
Go home.
Hey, it's David Basil for Xfinity from Comcast. When it comes to television.